Hi, it's Jay.
Jay, what's going on, man? It's Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis, what's going on, man?
Not much, just working away. How are you guys doing?
It's been kind of slow this month to start off. I had a good month last month, but this month's a little slow starting.
Usually the fourth quarter picks up, at least for us. So hopefully it's the same for you.
I tried to get a loan to get out of these two, Dennis. You know, I mean, I had to lower the payments. You know, this kid from freaking, I mean, I understand, you know, what everybody says as far as within your business and how they get business. And I kind of learned the hard way with this, to be honest with you. You know, this kid from New Logic, you know, promised me a consolidation, and I went through everything, and then I tried to get an SBLA a couple of weeks ago, and I got rejected for that. It was just
been SBA loans are freaking just about impossible to get, to be honest with you. Between you and I think you have to be a minority to get them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they found, which my wife didn't tell me, she was late on a couple of car payments.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Her own car payment, and it hurt, you know, I said, I haven't been late on a bill in 3 years, and then you see this thing over in the North Pole that's late. Doesn't that raise a little red flag? And then we got current with it. You know, we just paid it right there and then.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, you're current now. You're all set. This is approved. And then they call me. I'm approved for $500,000. I'm like, all right, we'll call you Monday with the terms. And then the next day, they're like, nah, we're not going to do it. What the like, what the hell was?
Well, New Logic does not do. They don't do consolidation loans. So it sounds like he was.
No. He was. This was another guy that was doing an SBLA for me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was talking about the guy from the beginning. You know, from New Logic was going to do a consolidation, but then that didn't happen. So I was trying to get an SBLA to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, New Logic does not do consolidation loans. So.
Oh, really?
No, the guy smoking crack, yeah, they don't do consolidation loans. They'll renew your terms on your current loan, but they won't pay off any other loans. So I don't know where I don't know where you heard of that from. But I wasn't really calling you for that type of loan. What I was looking into is if you have any clients right now that you're having a hard time getting approved on leasing, you know, or financing for the products that you sell, what I can do is get you set up so that I can pay you for every transaction about 3% of the loan amount, and I just wire the funds to you pre-taxed, and that might be an opportunity for both of us. That way, you know, you're going to get a little bit, and I can finance your clients and help build my portfolio of business as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You just do A credit or?
No, not at all. That's, I mean, for A credit, if you have someone that uses A credit, they're probably going to be your best option. We have good rates for A credit. But, and if you push everyone through me, I can pay you on every deal, obviously, but every deal is a little bit different. You know, some are going to yield a little bit more in margin, some are going to be yield a little bit less. But overall, I mean, small story short, we really specialize in like B and C credit, even D credit. So, and we like your type of equipment. We, you know, it's yellow iron, they call it. They like that a lot. And we could do, you know, that collateral itself, us holding it as an asset until it's paid off, really helps out. So, yeah, if you have anyone on your plate now you want me to look into, I can check it out and see what we have to offer you. But
yeah,
I'll
definitely do it.
Because I think it would benefit you, and who knows, once I'll monitor the loans that you currently have. I mean, I don't know, your loan with BFS is already paid off, and what loans do you have out currently?
I have one for $69,000. I have one for $23,000.
Okay, so 69 and 23. And who are they through?
One's through Funworks, one's through New Logic.
Okay. Well, New Logic's actually a good company, but whoever you're talking to didn't know what they were talking about. They won't consolidate a loan.
Last month,
I can look into doing something for you again, if you want. But
yeah, see what you can do. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, you could fish around. You know the business. I dealt with you first. I mean, I didn't. You know,
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to, I mean, we syndicate through Newlogic. They're not a bad company. They actually have good pricing for short-term working capital loans. They really do. And their renewal options are some of the best out there. But it's not to say that I won't be able to put you, I can consolidate loans in some cases. But you know, if you want to look into that, great. That's not really why I called, but I can definitely look into it for you and see what I can do. But yeah, if you have any clients currently, you know that you,
yeah, no, I definitely, I'll definitely give you a shot. I don't have anything right now, but I got some stuff I'm working on, so
I'll give
you a shot.
Yeah, it's something that could benefit both of us. But in the meantime, yeah, if you want to look into consolidating your current loans and maybe putting you in a better situation, you know the skinny. Just give me a 3 month, or I'm sorry, 6 months of bank statements. Your most recent business tax return, and I'll have to get a new application out to you to fill out, just because I need the current date on it.
Yeah, email it. Can you email me one?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get it over to you.
Yeah,
is anything changed? Still have the same business address?
Yeah, let me give you my other email. It's J-A-Y. My last name is C-I. ARLEGLIO at gmail.com.
gmail.com. So just JAYCIARLEGIO?
LEGLIO.
So just J and your last name at gmail.com, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Cool. And has anything changed as far as your address or anything?
No.
Okay. And what was your monthly rent or mortgage on your business location?
$750.
Okay. Wow, that's not bad at all. So you pretty much just have a lot and then just like an office building, huh?
I got a huge office. Office space around here was going real cheap. Right now. It was ridiculous, a square foot. I have a brand new place for $750 a month.
Nice.
Like 1,400 square feet. Bathroom, cool. Shower, conference room. That's fucking
cool. So you can go to the gym in the morning and shower at your office.
Back in there.
You and me both. I know. I meant to go this morning too. I stayed at my girlfriend's house and she usually kicks me out at about 5 in the morning. So I've been going to the gym before I come home and going to work, but I didn't do it this morning. So, but
Friday.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been in a while. I've put on a couple pounds, to be honest.
Oh God, I know.
But
but yeah,
she doesn't care.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, cool. I will get everything over to you then, and.
Yeah, I got the 6 month bank statements in my office.
I can't make any promises, but I'll see what I can do. And then, if you have any clients. If we can do a couple transactions a month and I can give you 3% of whatever the loan amount is as a vendor referral fee, then you're going to get a couple bucks that way. And a lot of people don't do that.
Great. Yeah.
So. And I got to do it. I got to do to stay alive, so if that means I have to take a pay cut and give it to my clients, and got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you make a little bit everywhere, hopefully on both ends, and then we can take it from there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What the hell is going
on
here?
And I'll, next time I get somebody for Yellow Iron, which I'm working on some stuff right now, I'll give you a shot.
Well, it can be anything, really. I mean, I do loans for anything
from commercial trucks, right?
Everything, yeah. Trucks, trailers, laser hair removal machines, you name it. So I can do just about anything out there.
You know what I'll do, too, is, Dennis, I'm not in my office right now, is I'll give you a list of clients that buy stuff that obviously they don't buy everything from me, but they finance a lot. You know, they use other companies too, you know, obviously for their financing.
Right.
So, you know, then you just put me in for the whatever, you know, like 3 points, you know? In other words, you don't necessarily have to buy from me, but I could still give you clients that buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I could, I could do that somehow, I mean, get you set up on a referral, give you a referral fee.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of guys I know buy crushers, 100,000, 200,000. I don't have those in stock.
Yeah, so if you refer it, then shoot, yeah, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, you get a lot of business. You get a lot of business.
Well, I've got you on the phone here. I'm just kind of going through the application. So the address is still the 555 East Main Street, Suite 28B.
East Main Street, yep, Brantford.
I have 555 East Main Street.
Yeah, 550 East Main Street.
555?
No, it's 550.
Okay, I have 555 there for some reason. East Main Street, Suite 28B.
Yep.
All right, and then the billing address is the 2 Frederick Place?
Yes, yep.
All right, and what was your birthday?
9/11/67.
Oh, wow, happy birthday.
Yeah, 9/11, not a good day.
Well, it is what it is. I actually have a girlfriend. Her birthday's 9/11 as well. Ex-girlfriend.
Really?
This crazy hairstylist.
Yeah, yeah, they're all nuts.
They really are. I'm dating a Jew right now, actually.
Oh, really?
Not that, that matters.
Yeah, she's not. Her family's got plenty of money. Who gives a shit?
I don't know about all that. I'm actually meeting her mother for the first time. We started dating in April, so I'm meeting her mother this weekend. So we'll see. I think she's been hiding me from her for a while, so I don't know. I'm not scared of anyone.
Wear a fucking yarmulke. He'll be fine.
Well, I'm growing a yarmulke as it is. I'm going bald as hell, so... Maybe that'll help me. Is your
bring us some nice bagels and lox. You'll be fine.
Bring us some. What are those potato pancakes called? I forget.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like grapes? No.
Nah, what the hell are they called? I want to say fritters, but it's not fritters. It's something else. Do you know what your Well, I can get this from your tax return, I guess, but...
What do you want to ask? I know.
Do you do credit card processing at all?
No.
Okay, I don't blame you. I'm just kind of filling out this application as we're talking here, so it's pretty much pre-filled out. Do you know your exact business start date?
It was 1/1/13?
1/1/13. I can actually look up the Secretary of State right now. If you need to go, let me know. I'm just kind of BSing with you while I fill out this application.
You need my federal?
I will need that as well. It's going to be on your tax return, but if you have it now, that's cool. Let me look up your business real quick. J&J.
Truck and Equipment Sales, LLC.
Truck. J&J. I mean, I should have this somewhere. Check in your old file. They switched us over to Macs, to Apple computers. Can't stand it. It's just weird. But...
Yeah.
Let's see here. I might have your old Secretary of State. And you filed for 2015?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, do you have your old Secretary of State?
You got my tax returns for 15, don't you? Yeah, I sent those to you, didn't I?
I don't think so. I have for 14, but I didn't see it for... Yeah, I didn't actually see it for... 15. And I think the last time we spoke was earlier this year. I remember that.
What's that?
I think the last time we spoke was earlier this year. I remember that, but I don't see anything in here.
It's
right, I'll pop them over to you or whatever. I'll see what I got.
Yeah, 6 months of bank statements. I've got everything else, and then just your most recent tax return. And I'll see what I can do. I mean, I can't make any promises. Hopefully, I can put you in a better situation. But you know the rigmarole. It's tough out there now.
Yeah.
I wish there was something better out there that I could offer, but unfortunately, that's what I'm up against.
Right. See what I could do, brother.
All right. I'll shoot this email over to you with the list of everything I need, and if you get it to me today, I'll get it submitted for you and see what I can do.
All right.
All right, bud. Thanks, Jay.
Whatever I got on my phone, I'll shoot it over to you.
Yeah, and if you have any referrals right now, send them over, and I'll start hacking away at them.
Yeah. I got a couple. I'm just waiting for a guy to come in. He's got to do some service in here at my house, so I'll be in my office in about an hour.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, man. Talk to you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.